Welcome to the Be Encouraged podcast. And if this is your first time pushing play, I want you to know that you are so welcomed here. I am your host, Jackie Brindle. I am a mom of three, wife, teacher, blogger, speaker, and I do like to run. We all need a little encouragement on the good and not so good days to lift us up and onward. That's my hope for you, that you will be so encouraged and know that with God, nothing is impossible. Welcome back to the Be Encouraged podcast. This is your host, Jackie Brindle, and you're listening to episode 103. We're in a series, you guys, called It's Time to Level Up, and this is part three of the series. And I believe that there are seasons, you know, as we go through in life, that God is calling us to grow in life, and that God asks us to take some brave, bold steps out in faith, to shake things up in our lives. And to recap, we were going through Psalms 101, 102, and 103 in this series. So we're bookending this series with Psalm 103. I encourage you all to go back and listen to all of those episodes. In fact, this year has been a whirlwind of a year. I feel like there's a little bit of everything for anybody. Whether you had intentions this year starting out, God gave you an assignment, right? Liz Dufresne talked about leading with an assignment. God, you have a God-given assignment to do. In the beginning of 2022, she spoke those words, and I will never forget them, that you are all on an assignment. And I believe that these episodes throughout 2022 and even before were just these seeds of faith blooming in all of us. I believe God was giving us all bold faith and that bold confidence to walk out in faith and to believe what God has called us to believe and receive what God has called us to believe and to achieve the things that God has called us to achieve. And so as you are ending this 2022, I really want you all to be encouraged to level up, because everything you've done, all the hard work you've gone through in 2022 was not for anything. Nothing is wasted. God is using it. He's picking up all the broken, shattered pieces along with the things that are big whole pieces, the things that you've built and built a foundation of. And I really believe God wants to see it through. He has such good plans for you in your life that there's no accident. God is going to equip you and put you on that stage and position you right where you need to be, because he sees this bigger view. We don't, right? But we have this eternal perspective that as we detour and go through life, God can take us to higher heights. And you, my friend, are ready. God is just building you up. And this is just going to give you, hopefully, that dive a little bit, make you dive a little bit deeper and to build you up as you level up. So again, just I want you to know you're so special to me. I don't know every face here or the name that listens, but I know that you are such an incredible person in my life. You bring me so much encouragement just by pressing play. I'm humbled by all of your incredible support as you surround me. Like, you guys surround me and lift me up. And I just thank you so much, especially those of you who chose to hang around and press play since the beginning or just been so consistent. I just, all of you, just even if this is your first time, can I just tell you, you mean so much to the bigger picture of what God is doing in your life. And I just, to what God is doing in my life. I just thank you. Thank you. So feel free to contact me with maybe words of encouragement by putting out a review on Apple Podcast, or maybe you want to connect with me on Instagram at Jackie B Inspiring. That's the J-A-C-K-I-E, B as in the letter B, Inspiring. So check it all out. And I'm just so excited. Yes, for 103, to get ourselves rolling into 2023. So let's saddle up with your cup of coffee, get on your walker and run, and wherever you are, my friend, be encouraged. Let's go. We are meant to level up in our own time, and Lord's going to position us in our own way. But we have to pay attention to the three R's. Yes, the three R's are going to be so important as I end this episode and end this year. These three R's of what I'm talking about is reassess, renew, and rest. Listen, that is what my main focus is over the next month or so, is to really, as God I know is leveling me up in my life and my workspace and my creativity and my parenting, as things are continuing to move on, right? I know that these are three things that I need to do in order to make the best version of myself, in order for me to stay grounded. So I know that, you know, it gives God the glory. And so the first thing, touch point I'm going to mention, is to reassess. Because as you level up, I need to remind everyone, including myself, I'm preaching to myself, you guys, to reassess the situation. What are some things that you need to take off the plate? What are some things, if you imagine a juggler, right? There's so many balls in the air. How many balls can you really juggle in the air anyway, right? Before they all starts crumbling down, you can't keep moving the moving parts, right? It's almost like you ever see a waitress like walk by and they have so many different plates in their tray and be like, what about if I just pick up this one more with my fingertip and then put this one on my pinky and then try and put it on the big tray? And what happens, right? You can only imagine if it's toppling, it probably is going to topple over, right? Like I imagine a waitress trying to carry too much and it just topples over and everything starts to crash. And sometimes that happens to us. When we carry on too much weight of things that don't matter, we need to shed it off. We need to take on things lightly and purposely and intentionally. Let's go, right? And we need to remind ourselves of that when we are reassessing, let him speak to you. Because sometimes I'm not very good at reminding myself of things. Like I might remind myself, hey, don't forget you put your keys here. And I am terrible at reminding myself then later where I put those keys. I mean, come on, right? So asking God to remind you of those things as you reassess of the things that don't serve you well, that should not be on your big tray, right? Think about the things that you want in your life. Prioritize those certain things. You know, I remember a counselor one time, I sat down with her and it was a point in my life where life was just so full. I felt so overwhelmed. I could have cried on a dime. And she was like, hey, Jack, can you just write out the things that you have going on? I was like, what do you mean? She's like, yeah, write down the things that maybe on a daily that you do, some things that you said yes to, write it all down. And then she said, put a star next to the ones that you just like, it brightens your life. It like lights you up. It sparks something inside you. And then put a dot on the ones that are like a must do, you must take care of your family, your mom, right? Like all of those things. Like what are your mom duties, right? What are the things that you need to do to be the best mom that you can be, right? And so on. So I kind of listed, you know, work things out, and I unpacked and untangled things that I did, you know, on the side, or maybe ambitions I had or things that I like to do. And then she was like, okay, what are things that we must do? What are things you like spark something for you that renew your mind, just give you life, life back, right? When things feel kind of dim. And so we kind of went over that, and I couldn't believe how many extra things I was holding on to. And then even to dig a little bit deeper, I want to even ask all of us here, including myself, I want to reflect on this later, but like, it just comes to mind, like, what are the negative attitudes that we carry? What are the things that we carry from our day emotionally? What are the things that we hang on to? Do we replay what just happened, that argument that we had with our kids? Or do we replay that something that happened a week ago that somebody said about somebody in this mom's group and things like that? Or do we think, you know, overthink things? Because I tend to do that. Did anyone else here do that? Because I definitely overthink. And there are times that I need to say, Jack, knock it off. You are spending way too much energy on these things that you can't even give it to the things that you know are important in your life. And maybe someone else is here is listening going, oh, that's good, Jack. I need to remember what I carry on, so whether it's someone else's frustration, pain, negativity that wears us down, or worry. It can weigh on us, and it can take a toll on our mind, our body, and our health. Like, remind yourself of that as this year's book ending 2022. What do we need to sit back, reassess, and say, this is just negative. This doesn't belong in my life. I shouldn't care what that person just cut me off, you know, in traffic. I shouldn't worry so much about that. You know, there's so many great things I can give my attention to and spend more time thinking about than wasting my time on someone I'll never meet, I'll never encounter, or, you know, it's a waste of time. Even if I was right and I should have, you know, they were wrong cutting me off, whatever, right? Whatever the situation, it could go deeper than that. But what are you spending your time worrying about that's out of your control? And I really think that if you were to be real with yourself, you'd have a laundry list of things that you are worrying about beyond your control. No, hear me out and don't hang up. Don't Don't stop listening. I'm serious. A good friend tells you these things, okay? A good friend tells you if you have stuff in between your teeth, right? And I'm just telling you, like, hey, get it out. Like, things that don't belong there, right? Just being a good friend. What are you carrying, you guys? What are you carrying that is wearing on you, and it's wearing on your face, and it's wearing on your health, and it's wearing on your back, and it's wearing on your mind, that is not allowing you to do those things that are all your stars on your paper, or the things that you must do to, like, help make this household go round, right? Everything working in a rhythm. And I really believe if I even sit down and do this, it would just be like a weight lifted off my shoulder. And I can tell you a few people that do come to mind. You know, David is one of them. You know, he had a lot going on, but it's very clear that he even reassessed his situation all the time. All the time. I feel like I read through the Psalms, not just 103, but he reassesses the situation by first writing down his cries and the things that concern him, the things that he worries about, the things that are, you know, real. It's a reality. You know, he's people attacking him and stuff like that. And he lays it all out. And then the pen shifts, right? Just like I said in Psalm 102, the pen shifted. But he gets all the praise. And I really believe he had this, you know, gratitude is such a buzzword right now. I know I mentioned it in some or in episode 100, but I feel like it's such a buzzword, even in our culture, like gratitude. Oh, take time, do a gratitude journal, do this. And yes, they are very helpful tools, but I believe that the gratitude is what got David through. And it was before the time you had a gratitude journal. Like, let's go. Like, so I guess it just hits home the point of expressing gratitude as you reassess, right? Remind yourself of God's character. And Psalm 103 does it. You guys, it does it for me. And maybe if you go back through, I challenge you, read Psalm 103. And I want you to read it 5 times, because I was listening to Havilah Cunnington's episode on her podcast, and it was like some life hacks. And one of her life hacks was, hey, listen, if you don't like necessarily doing something, or you have a bad attitude about maybe doing your laundry or whatever, say, just tell yourself, like, at least 5 times, I really love laundry. I love folding laundry. I love folding laundry. Love it. Love it. Love folding laundry. Love folding laundry. And eventually your attitude might shift and change. And like, it's brain science, you guys. So it will shift and change into liking laundry. You may not really love it, but you might do it with a positive attitude the next time you do it. And I love that she mentioned that, because it's exactly what David does. He reminds himself of the goodness of God, of who he is, his character. He reminds himself of how quick our life is on this earth. It is but a breath. It's like a day to him, you know, our life, you know, God. And I just think, wow, what a perspective. Our life, but yet it has so much meaning within our breath. And I think God wants us to reassess, because there's so much meaning to your life, you guys, so much that he doesn't want us spending time on the things that don't matter. So putting our mind on the things that matter, right? And I believe that in Psalm 103, if we read that at least 5 times from now until next week, it might make a huge difference on our perspective of how we treat others, how we respond to people, how we react to others, how we engage in things that maybe we don't want to do. And maybe overall, just, you know, it breeds life into our workspace, into parenting, into the things that God is leveling you up to do. Because listen, we can't do it all. Just like the juggling guy, we can't put it all up in the air and expect ourselves to handle it. We've got to give those things that we can't control, that we can't handle, to God and let him juggle the rest. Am I right? Like, remember, it does say in his word that he makes all things possible, not us. We're not the ones that do all things. It's him that does all things, right? And it's through Christ, it's through him, not us. And I definitely want to keep that perspective in my mind as I reassess that. Is this an area where I think I have to do all of it? Is this an area where I think I have to fix it, and I have to control the pieces, and I have to call this person and remind them that to do this, and I have to call this person and hey, let's talk about this because I heard this was happening? No, sometimes we just need to stay out of other people's business. I need to, that's like a word for me sometimes. I'm not even kidding. that I don't need to take on other people's business, other people's workloads. Because if I'm meant to bloom and bloom and stay the course, I'm not meant to go into other people's lanes. And neither are you. It's like it says in verse 13 of 103, of Psalm 103, our days on earth are like grass, like wildflowers. We bloom and die. Guess what? Our bloom stage, like think about it, like look around right now at the winter landscape here in northeastern Pennsylvania and the quick leaves. I remember my friend of mine would just said, oh, I love fall time in northeastern Pennsylvania, but just as quickly as the leaves come and change and it's so vibrant, in the next, very next week, all those leaves and change or that beautiful, you know, colors change to nothing because now they're no longer there. And that's us in our life, you guys. If you really think about it, we don't know when it's going to be. We don't know when we're going to be called home, but God is calling us up and leveling up in the moments that we get to be here. Yes, get to be here in life. Life is but a breath and we can't do all the things, but God can handle things that we can't control. And it's time that we use our time and serve God in the time that we have with the gifts and talents that he has, with the priorities we know we need to make a priority and to not take on things that don't belong to us. Like you wouldn't take on like everyone else's coats around you. You'd be steaming hot. You want to shed those things off, right? Be comfortable, right? Do the things that are meant for you is all I'm trying to say. And what you're concerned with, give it to him. There are tons of things that we can be concerned about. But if we remember and focus as we reassess that he makes all the things we can't control possible, even in the things we don't understand. And, you know, what are you concerned about? I'm just going to ask, what are you concerned about? Are you concerned about your family, your career? What's next? The unexpected? What's for dinner? What to do with the, you know, the kids and their schools? And, or what's for Chris? You know, what are you doing for Christmas? Our finances, our broken relationships? Like there's lots of things as women, you know, we think about, or maybe you're a male listening. There's lots of things on your mind, finances maybe as well. And, you know, how are you going to lead your family? And if we lay out what our concerns are, God will be, he will be faithful to them. And I think in those moments, we have to even think about like Moses. He didn't want to come down. You know, God threw a burning bush in his face and he still questioned if he was going to be the one that God was going to use. You know, even same thing, Gideon. He was like, can you give me a couple signs here? I feel like this is not what I'm meant to do. And, you know, we're going to doubt, you guys, as we reassess, we're going to doubt God's goodness and his faithfulness. Sometimes it's just like, it's who we are. We're humans, right? But the more we bring our concerns to him and step out in these bold leaps of faith, God shows up in that mess. And that's what I've learned throughout this whole entire year is that every time I stepped out in bold leaps of faith and taken my hand off of things that don't serve me or bringing me down and weighing heavy, God has showed up in that space. So they had concerns, so much to work out, and yet they entrusted their life to God. I mean, Joshua, Hannah, Moses, Deborah, Joseph, Mary. If we're thinking about even Christmas coming and the Christmas story, I mean, talk about unexpected pregnancy, right? And age 15 and wasn't even married. I really believe like, wow, I bet she had a lot of things that she needed to think about and reassess in her life to move her onward so that she could have people. So what the voices that she was hearing were going to be good and soothing to her soul. Because I bet there were a lot of people and voices that she heard in her life, in her world that were negative. And she probably had to sift through. I mean, if I'm married and I'm going through that, yeah, I mean, I can relate in some sort of sense. You know, you just can't listen to the negative talk. You can't listen to the people who want to come at you or attack you because there will be trial. Jesus says that there will be trial, but be still and know that he's God. Be comforted by knowing that he is there, that you take heart, right? Jesus said to take heart and know that he's overcome the world. And I think that's good truth to know. And as we... One, okay, we reassess the situation. Let's renew our spirit, our mind, our soul. Like we need to take a step back and renew. And I know I do, not just we, you guys. I'm really, maybe this is a word for me, but I need to take time to polish my crown. You never... A friend of mine, I will tell you this, Bethany Marshall, I love you. She reminded me to just, she was like, Jackie, just keep polishing the crowns up with encouragement. And I want to polish a crown today. You might feel a little bit off, but I just want to be that person that says, hey, listen, you're doing a great job. That God loves you. He sees you where you're at. He knows your heart. He knows what your concerns are. He knows what your worries are. He's going to take you though to higher places. So give him the backpack that's weighing you down. You know, I want to be able to renew something in your spirit today. As much as I want to renew something in you, I know God even wants it more than I do. I know God wants you to feel renewed, that your talents matter, that you are unique, and no one else has shaped your talents quite like God. And God has planted these seeds for you to bloom in your life. So whether you are, you know, you need to sharpen your talents of reading, listening, practice, writing, or taking time to do activities that are good for your soul, like hiking or running, or, you know, somehow renewing your heart and your relationship with the Lord. God wants to renew all of these things. He wants to spark a fire in you, my friend. Yes, he loves you so much that not only will he equip you, but he has called you. So you can guarantee he will equip you, my friend. So rise up, surrender it all. Like as you are renewing your life, I feel like I need to take a good surrender. So maybe that's a tip for you to be in step with Jesus, is to just surrender and hold on to him. It's like, you ever do this at like that dance when you were younger with your father or grandfather or somebody, where you just put your feet, or maybe watched, your niece or something, put their feet on top of their dad's feet, and just, you know, let him lead the steps as you are rocking, you know, back and forth in the dancing motion. I remember a wedding when I was a little girl and I had this like little baby's breath wreath over my head and a cute little braid. And I just remember being on my dad's toes and at this wedding, and I was a little flower girl, and I remember him dancing with me, and I was in step because I was on his feet, and I felt light, right, to be in step with him. And I feel like that's where my heart's at when I want to be renewed and to be in step with Jesus. And I think there's a lot of us out there that say, yeah, Lord, I want to be in step with you. I want to hold on to you and what you have in store for me, not what I have, not what the past had, not what, the world says, but I want what you have for me, because that cup is going to overflow in me. That cup is going to fill any void I have or insecurities I have that kind of are exposed in me, right? God can do that. God wants to fill that up for you. And I really believe he wants to renew that childlike faith within you. Whatever you're setting out to do, he wants to renew that spirit within you to make it feel like refreshed and that confidence. And as we do these things, you know, I even had to stop myself this week from reacting and asking God to renew my mind. What do you want me to say and respond? As I felt strained and very worried and not sure. You know what I did? I was talking to a friend and, can we just stop? I was like, mid-sentence, I'm like, can we just stop and pray about this? And she said, sure. And you know what? Day later, sure enough, the things that we were worrying about worked itself out. God can answer the things that we can't control. And that just gave me a renewed spirit. Just one more thing that reminds me to keep trusting in him. He's got it. He's got it. He's not a father who's out to get us. Amen. He is not a father who's like, well, you did this and this wrong, so why would I help you here? He's not like that. He doesn't work in that way, which is so amazing that his love is so much greater than what we could ever think or imagine. His love for you is so much greater, and he's not mad at you. He loves you. He wants you to have a new, fresh start and to breathe life into you today. So be intentional also in the margin you have in your day. This is something I know I need to work on. I've said this before. I'm not a morning person. I'm a bed hugger. But if I can intentionally, okay, Lord, you have my first 15 minutes of my day, and I'm going to set my alarm 15 minutes earlier. You get this. Because I know you deserve more, God, but I'm going to give you this. And little by little, maybe it increases. But God just wants our attention. Amen? So when you're thinking about reassessing, think about renewing, think about where your attention is going. Because sometimes where our thoughts go is where our actions go. And if our what we're taking in is creating thoughts that don't belong there, then it's that, right? That just taints us. It makes a rotten smell of our lives, right? Like, I don't know how else to put it. You're putting junk in, you're going to get junk out, right? So I believe that God wants us to be intentional in making margin for him. So we are taking in things that are pure and joyful and give us strength and remind us and instruct us. Like, I know I need as like a coach, like I need a good coach in life, right? Like, I'm not going to do this perfectly. And I want God to coach me, like, coach me. What are your instructions? Your good and perfect words. Like David said over and over, you know, in the Psalms, like his instruction though is always good. It may be hard to take. We may not understand it. We may have to ask some questions. We may need to, talk to a person of faith and be like, well, what does he mean here? You know, talk to your pastor about it. Be intentional, making marginal time for God. And it's not a scary time, right? Because you know, if it's him who's not an angry God, an angry father, then why not bring it to him? I feel like my kids don't want to get in trouble, right? And they want to hide things from us. And then later on, we find that under the rug, it was like a big spill, right? Well, why didn't you just bring it to me? I would have helped clean it up. And now it's a big stain. So, you know, it's those little things of just, hey, God's going to say to us sometimes, like, why didn't you just bring it to me in the first place? My daughter, my son, you know, I love you. You know, I want to help you here. You know, whatever you're doing, whether you're writing a book or, you know, raising a teen or raising young little ones or just starting out or wanting to have a baby or a family or a husband or your concerns or, you know, your ambitions and your business. And, you know, God wants to help you. He wants to be a part of it. Invite him in. Like he says, ask, knock on the door and the door's open, you know, just ask and seek him and he will help you. And says that in his word. It's truth, you guys. Every time they said, I can't, I don't know, in the Bible, God gave him renewed confidence. He coached them through it, even in their suffering. So maybe you have something to offer someone today. Maybe you can help renew somebody, somebody's heart that feels heavy and burdened and low, with a smile or a hug or a recipe. Like, hey, this one was really good today. I just want to encourage you. This was a really easy recipe for all you moms out there. Like, that renews me. Like, great. Less thing for me to do today, right? What are your money saver tips? What are your shortcuts? How is God equipping you? You know, share those certain things, those valuable things to you with somebody else, and it might just renew them and their excitement to do something. Maybe it renews their excitement to hop back on, you know, hop back into the gym or to get started with running. You know, when we share the things that we're excited about, it lights somebody else up. So I believe another way to renew somebody and energize somebody is for you. You are a gift. So give that to the world, you know, and ask God if you need that renewing. Place the people in your life that will help renew you. Renew where you're at in your life. You guys know. You know what you need. You know what you need renewing up, like to make new again, right? And sometimes it's just me on my knees and saying, God, give me a renewed spirit. Remind me of your hope that is in Jesus Christ. Remind me, renew my wisdom, my creativity, my communication skills. What do I need, Lord? Maybe you know better than me, right? Renew me from the inside out, right? I love that thought. And I hope that you hang on to that word today too. And the third thing today, as I'm talking about the three R's, is rest. So, you know, we're ending 2022 and I just need some rest. I don't know about you guys, but I feel like I went really hard this whole entire year. But as I think about rest, it doesn't really mean that it won't be restless, right? Who here can sit still? I know I can't. You know, I have always wanting to something and have an itch to do something. So, but also with rest, it means not just sitting down and relaxing and taking a nap. It means for me finding a place for my soul to rest, to hang up and say, oh, God, on my heart, it feels weary. Here you go. I need the rest. And that's what the first words in verse 22 and in 103 was all about. Praise the Lord, everything he has created, everything in all his kingdom. Let all that I am praise the Lord. I think praising God also rests our soul. Praising him, giving him breath prayers of gratitude, rest our souls. The first verse, you know, also bookends the last verse in Psalm 103. It started off with recognizing, you know, that we, you know, recognizing who he is and remembering who he is. But then again, at the very end, it says, Yes, praise the Lord, you armies of angels who serve him and do his will. Praise the Lord, everything he has created, everything in all his kingdom. Let all that I am praise the Lord. Like he left it all out there. Like, hey, everything that I have left, everything that I am, here I am. Who here feels exhausted and needs some rest? Who here needs to say, God, have your way and leave it up to him? If you are leading somebody, let me tell you, it can be exhausting. And as a new leader, just stepping up more and more into my leadership skills, I feel that like it's hard. It's hard to know what weighs you down and which way to go and how to do it right and how to facilitate and how to, when to know to step in, when not to step in, when to say too much and too little. And yet, don't we need some rest leaders, right? Our rising leaders, my leveled up leaders right now, my CEOs who are listening, right? The teachers in the classroom that are listening, the ones who are the CEO of the home right now, the moms and the dads and those who are leading. I mean, come on, maybe you're leading a small group, or maybe you're leading a worship, or maybe you're leading in your business, or maybe you have new ideas and you're about to start leading, or maybe you have a blog and you're leading, or maybe you're in ministry and you're leading. You are leading the women in your church, or the men in your church, or the children in the youth program, and whatever it might be, like whatever lane you're in, I'm calling you all out. You are all leaders. God has called you to level up, my friend. And with leveling up, you will need to find rest. So what is your rest? What gives you rest? What fuels you? Not just renews you, but fuels you so that you can have stamina and endurance. Just like, you know, they call it tapering as a runner. Sometimes you put in all this work before the big race, before the big marathon or whatever it is, whatever race you have, and you have to taper off, because that tapering will then allow you to then do your best in the race. So as we are leveling up, let's taper back. Let's not do go, go, go as much, but let God, he already did the hard work. You did the hard work, right? You listened, you went through that door. You walked in through and took those opportunities, made them as your own, worked really hard. You put in the time, you put in the effort, you talked to those people, you networked, you did those things. Now it's time for no more striving. Now it's time to taper, you guys. Yes, this is the fun part. So as you rest, you know that although you're not doing all of the things that you think you need to be doing, God is doing something even greater behind the scenes and the things that you can't do. Friend, he's calling you up. There are breakthroughs coming your way. There are doors going to be opened going your way. And you are taking a journey that you might experience some tough terrain, but you have the joy of the Lord that is your strength. And that is a gift, you guys. That is something so good that we have as believers, right? And so we can put our trust in him. We can find joy and hope in him, that we can have faith in him as we put this shield of faith up, knowing that we've already put in the hard work. The sword of the Lord, the word of God, is going to pierce those thoughts of the enemy so we can rest. And I really mean to rest, right? Like to really feel at peace, that we are trading in all the worries and the concerns, the things that we have on our plate, all the things that we've done, we can now rest in his arms. And it says in Matthew 11, 28, I love this verse. And Jesus Christ said this himself, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Come on. Who doesn't need rest for your souls? I mean, we're going to have family over in like a couple of days, and then we're going to hit the ground running with Christmas and all the things that the activities and the things that get built up. But God says, listen, come to me. That's what we have to do. When we rest, we come to him. When we come to him, we can rest, because days are going to come where it feels weary and burdened, but he's there. He says, I will. He didn't say maybe. He didn't say, okay, I guess if you've been really awesome this week, I will give you some rest. I'll give you some time off. Like, this is time you've earned. No, we don't earn it. We don't even deserve this time of rest, but God gives it anyways, despite your circumstances, despite what you're going through, despite the busy season, despite the time that you really want to take down or take a nap, but you can't. God is the one who will rest your wet soul. And you will find rest for your soul. Because let me tell you, there is an attack on every soul that's out there. It wants to pull us and distract us and distort truth. And it wants to bring us down and to be, I don't know, hardened. God wants to soften it. God wants you to release all the things that are caked over it and calloused. God says, I am gentle. Why did Jesus say that? For I am gentle and humble in heart. That's so good. I just like want to unpack that, right? He's so gentle and humble in heart. Take his yoke upon him. He's gentle, you guys. He doesn't want to bring down the hammer on us. He wants to help us in the home stretch of this new year and what is to come. So saddle up, my friends. Here are your takeaways, because this new year that is coming, we are heading into a new promised land. Even in your day, I know that today is going to be great because you have learned some new tricks, new tools in your toolbox, and I know that you're going to put him first. So here we go. One, reassess so you can be your best. Two, renew. Yes, renew your strength with the joy you have in Jesus and with the people that God's placed around you. Three, rest. Rest in your Father's arms because he is about to take you to greater heights. Let's go, right? Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for listening, making this an experience of a lifetime, being able to encourage you. And I can't wait to come back in January as we all level up into what God's purpose has for our lives. So encourage you all onward, and feel free to go ahead and unpack that verse 103. Go back and find some more people who leveled up in the Bible. Maybe that'll encourage you and you'll get some takeaways. And I hope you all do really find some rest this holiday season. And wherever you go, I know you will have a wonderful 2023 as you've just listened to episode 103. Thanks, everybody. And don't forget to go ahead and click subscribe and follow me on Instagram for more encouraging content. Have a great week and God bless. Hey, hey, everybody. And that's a wrap for 2022 episodes. That's right. I don't go through the seasons necessarily, but I will stop at the end of each new year to have time for those three R's. So I'm going to be able to do that. And I hope you are too. And I will see you guys back here in January 2023. I will let you know when that episode, the newest episode, will drop, and all some other great people I have lined up for you in the year 2023 as we all level up together. Thank you again, you guys, for listening, and I hope you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Bye, everybody. Be encouraged.